The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. The oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown. H.P. Lovecraft. That's right.
Nerd alert.
Welcome to the Well House Exorcism. I am your host without the ghost today.
But with the most?
The most of something.
Well, I agree with that.
It's PJ.
And it's... it's hard to give a different name. This is Shawarma Shanna.
Ooh, I don't like that.
No. Shawnee Shanna?
Is that better?
Is it appropriation?
Yeah. I don't know.
My mom's Cherokee.
Yeah, you're not Shawnee.
No.
We will be talking some Native American today, though.
I thought it was kind of fitting. You're not a Pukwah G, but you're Pukwah PJ.
So yeah.
Pukwah Peej. That's what we should call you. Pukwah Peej. See what I did there?
Oh, I see what you did there.
So first off, this is an awkward opening because PJ is in control and
I am.
Feels very awkward. I don't like it.
I've got the calm. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
No, just for this week. Happy Father's Day.
It's mine.
It's all yours.
The ratings have just dropped. All of our listeners are gone.
I lost Penny and Jackie and Tim. They're all gone. Oh, my favorite.
Steve is gone.
Steve.
Or John, I mean. John is gone.
Mm-hmm. No. So, as a gift to PJ, I told him he could do a cryptid.
Which is so weird, because I don't really believe in cryptids. Like, I find it fun. Like, we watched Missing 411, and we were entertained, but I don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't believe in this stuff. Real, like, I believe in aliens more than I believe in this. And even aliens, like, I'm not sold
I believe in
on.
Aliens.
Like, UFOs
we've,
are...
We've had this conversation. Yeah. I believe in aliens.
UFOs are 100% fact. Like, we know this. NASA has a report coming out on it next month.
Mm-hmm.
And the government has already issued many reports on it. So, like, we know UFOs are real.
Travis Tyler is in charge of it.
I'm still not sure if I believe that. It's aliens, but, like, what else could it be at the same time?
I think it's very simplistic of us to not believe in aliens.
Oh, I believe they exist.
I
believe aliens are real, but
out there.
I don't believe that they are visiting us, because I feel like, why would they be listening to our leaders and who are like, you know, don't tell people that you're here. Like, wouldn't they just, you know, drop down, land somewhere and be like, hey.
This is a whole Men in Black. Excuse me.
We have a Men in Black episode. Anyways, yeah, we are not here for aliens.
Tonight.
So we are here, as you might have read from the title of this episode, because we're talking about the Jersey Devil.
Really? I gotta leave now. I'm kidding. Next week's our anniversary. Maybe I'll give you the gift of a second cryptid.
Men in Black.
Not, I would
not
allow
a cryptid,
it.
But
I will allow it.
That's the next thing that really intrigues me, probably.
Only because I talked to Laura and Ray and they're busy until July and I really want to do Eastern State and
losers.
I want to do justice to it. I know. I hope they're listening. You're losers.
Losers.
Anyway.
Laura listens, but it takes her a while to catch up. She's behind.
She's got a behind. Don't look at it. That's your sister. That's gross.
I'm looking at my resources here. So I have
I make
sources.
A script.
I have a little bit of a script.
I find it interesting to have you in charge because I just feel like I'm not in control, which is true. And this is a very awkward...
Because I'm the captain, though.
No, you're not.
We're steering this ship ashore.
We're gonna run it. It's going to be that canal issue all over again. Boat sideways.
The Evergreen, was that what it was called?
Whatever it was.
So anyways, I have sources. The big ones I'm using are AtlanticCounty.org,
mm-hmm.
NewJersey.com, And that's Atlantic County. Weird New Jersey.
Good.
Got some stuff from Weird New Jersey. But those are the three big ones, really. And some firsthand, like, actual newspapers from the area and things like that.
I have the New Jersey ones. That's you're already using it. And I have app.com.
Yes. Excellent.
Yep. Because I didn't do any research because I want you to prove to me that this is real.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
All right. Well, let's start the way Atlantic County starts with a little history on the Pine Barrens and a little description of what it is for those who aren't in the area. Have you ever been in the Pine Barrens?
No.
Okay. So they are really thick, dense trees. My family's like driven through them several times.
You're from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I ain't from Jersey.
Really thick forest areas. And my parents always told me to look out the windows because they're like, there are people out there. And if you...
Oh my gosh!
And they're like, if you drive off the road and like down one of these dirt paths, they will get into your car, kill you, and bury the car in the forest.
I want to understand why your parents were like this. I do not understand this coming from your mom at all.
So I would be horrified, but I would be glued to that window.
Keep you quiet. You
better believe I'd be glued to that window looking for these, like, you know, shoeless hillbillies in the forest. And that's what I pictured. And
meanwhile, your parents are up front high-fiving because it's finally quiet, yeah, right? In the backseat. You guys aren't fighting anymore.
They also told us that the turnpike, the Lehigh Tunnel, the hill over top was King Kong's burial mound. I never believed that one. They made me fall for a lot of things. I never fell for that one.
Oh my gosh. Your mom. What a trip. Never lies, my butt.
But anyways, it is a really creepy forest. Like, I would believe it. And if you've watched The Sopranos, like, they go there a lot in that show. They bury a lot of bodies in the Pine Barrens, which maybe that's where they got the stories from, you know, just mobs.
So it's not very barren.
New Jersey mobsters barrens. And things like that. So about, it's also called Leeds Point.
Yes.
And so to quote them, they say, about Leeds Point, to understand the legend of the Jersey Devil, you must first understand its birthplace. It's a remote region extending 1,700 square miles across southeastern New Jersey. It's actually a giant aquifer with dense stands of white cedar. Inside, the air is calm, still, and cool, and the shadows heavy. The cedar stands throughout the swamp, stains the streams red with tannin. One area of stunted trees is called the Pygmy Forest. While many consider it a barren wilderness, 27 varieties of orchids grow there. In the early days, travel was difficult, for the cedar swamps were great obstacles. Some roads were old Indian trails, and others old stagecoach roads. Some roads are paved, others are sandy. Roads lead to places named Hog Wallow, Double Trouble, Soy Place, and Mary Ann Furnace.
Ooh.
These names date back to the colonial times when settlers first came to New Jersey. The birthplace of the Jersey Devil is called the Pine Barrens.
It wasn't also called the Leeds Devil for a while, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the Devil of Leeds Point is another one.
See, I know some things.
So let's get into it.
I thought we were already in it, but let's get stuck in this quagmire.
Well, let's get to the devil part of it.
I said, well, I hope we don't go to the devil, PJ.
We're not going to the devil. We're just getting to that part of the story.
Okay, I'm not going to join sides with the devil.
I'm not going to skip to the end either.
I did that.
Not my end. You don't know how my ending is.
I have a quote about the Jersey Devil.
Oh, okay.
It's from...
You tell me when to...
I want to do it right now.
Okay.
From Angus Gillespie.
Ooh.
Yes. He is a professor of American Studies at Rutgers University.
I have some Rutgers stuff in here, yeah.
Yeah. My uncle went to Rutgers. And a leading New Jersey folklorist. So he's both. And he said, the Jersey Devil is evil. He's known for slitting the throats of babies in their cribs. This is not a cartoon. It's a monster. So there you go. That's all I know.
All right. And with that...
So take us to Leeds and tell me the background.
The year is 1735.
Okay.
It's stereotypically a dark and stormy night.
Of course. I expect nothing less in these dark, creepy woods in New Jersey.
Deborah, not Jane, as legend has it, Leeds, a.k.a. Mother Leeds, is pregnant with her 13th child. It is a tough labor. She's having a hard time with it. And
number 13.
So frustrated and in great pain, she calls out, "Let it be a devil." And
all right.
And then, boom, a baby boy is born. Looks great. Everything is great. And then very suddenly, it grows leathery wings. Its face twists into a goat's head and long goat-like legs. And its front arms shrink into, like, very short T-Rexy looking arms. It grows a tail. Doesn't it have,
like, a horse face then, eventually?
Horse face, too. Yeah, it depends on the story.
Don't ever say Liddy has a horse face, but... Sorry. Sorry, devil.
Just has to grow into his teeth, that's all.
Aww.
But then the story says that the child either took off up the chimney or through the open front door.
Who has their door open when they're giving birth?
Maybe it's a hot summer night.
No, he said it was raining.
Well, it's storming, yeah, but it can still be hot out. Letting in the nice cool breeze to cool you down as you're sweating and straining and...
You think after 13, this woman is going to fall out. It's like bunker.
Like the woman in the grocery store.
Buying her orange juice. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, but why not Jane? Because everything that I saw said Jane was the mama, not Deborah.
So I was researching that, and there, for a long time, people thought it was Jane, who was the name of Mother Leeds. But then someone found a man named Japhet Leeds.
Wowzers, that's a name.
Yeah. old biblical name from Genesis, I learned. And he had a will where he left everything to his 12 children.
Not the 13th
And wife, Deborah. Yeah, not the 13th one. But he lived at that time, so people kind of put two and two together, and they're like, okay, it must be Deborah, not Jane.
Well, what's interesting then is that there was a family who had 12 kids.
Yeah. Named Leeds in Leeds Point.
My. The plot has thickened as you click on your computer screen.
It went to sleep. My screen turned off on me. We're talking too much, apparently. Like it's a podcast or something. I don't know.
That's hurtful.
I know, right? Shut up, computer.
So we have a baby judging us. That is born.
Now,
looks human, but then it grows the head of a horse. It has wings of a bat.
Mm-hmm.
It has legs of a goat.
Yep.
It's got creepy, skinny little arms and a serpentine tail.
Yes.
Sounds like my current husband.
I didn't know you thought I was that small. So, are two variations to the story.
Okay.
There's one where...
Find out an open window.
Where Mother Leeds falls in love with a British soldier.
Ooh.
And people notice the treason that is taking place. And this horrible demon is born of that treason.
Mm.
Another story is that a traveling gypsy stopped and asked for help and was denied it and cursed Mother Leeds. But... This version, the one I told, is the more popular of the three.
Just 13 kids, sick and tired of popping a baby out. I understand that 44-hour labor with Sophie. Like, whatever it is, get it out of me.
So, the presence of the devil often is a bad harbinger.
Often?
Not always. Like, sometimes you just see the devil and nothing happens.
Oh, you mean the Jersey devil?
Yes, the Jersey devil.
It's like the devil once in a while. You always go out for some beer sometimes.
Funny you should say that.
Oh, no.
Because there's a great story of that coming up.
Tell me they took this horse face man out for a beer.
There is a story of I'll just skip to that part right now. There's a story of someone witnessing a... Republican judge, and he's named, it's in here, I'll get to it, walking alongside the devil, like strolling through the woods together with the Jersey Devil.
Cannot count on your vote.
You don't want to vote for him. He talks to the Leeds Devil.
Or you do. Because he's got that in his pocket.
Ooh. But his presence usually coincides with things like crops going, like getting a blight, cows going dry, droughts showing up in the area. He's been known to blow the tops off of trees, boil streams as he flies overhead. He's been blamed for the loss of, like, fields of livestock just dying. Animal mutilations have happened.
He got a horse face. How is he going to hurt anybody? He can't bite you. I mean, horses can bite you. Never mind. But yeah. Poor. And I just feel bad for the Jersey Devil.
And just because he has a horse face doesn't mean he has horse teeth.
Well, I'm looking at some artistic drawings.
Some of the drawings there.
Well, no, this one he has got some fangs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he is out killing horses and cows. And maybe he's jealous because the goats look like goats and the horses look like horses. And he looks like neither because he looks like both. And he's confused and he's upset. Aw, and I feel bad for him again. Just poor little guy. Poor little brother.
But he's been seen from all of the various hierarchies of society, from upper echelon businessmen to government officials to judges to
obviously
all the way down to slaves of the time.
Oh wow, okay.
And there's actually a newspaper that very racistly quotes some black people and their recounting of it. I will read some of it, but I'm going to clean it up a little bit and make it a little nicer. But I'll give their story.
See, as an English teacher, I'd say you should keep the way it is to make people feel uncomfortable.
Do you want me to? I can.
No.
It's your podcast.
You don't feel comfortable reading it. It's okay. You're in charge. It's not my podcast.
It makes me uncomfortable, like, using... Because they have everything spelled out phonetically as they would have talked, you know?
Oh, and it's...
I don't like it. I got you. So, let's talk about the famous sightings.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that's noted, that's written, recorded of a famous person is Stephen Decatur.
Decatur?
Yes.
Ooh.
He is a Commodore of the Navy.
My.
And
French,
he was,
it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely helped us out a lot.
A little, yeah.
Leading up to the Revolutionary War, and this was pre-Revolutionary War. So this was, we were still a colony at the time of this happening. So the story is that he was testing out some new cannons.
All right, that's and totally just American.
They're firing them off. And, and he was known for, like, the famous raid on the harbor of Tripoli.
Cool.
That was him. Yeah. So anyways.
So he's, like, a legit guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, oh, yeah, he was a Commodore. And he sees the Jersey Devil flying overhead. So what does he do?
Shoot it.
Yep.
America!
What's the best way to test out our cannons, guys?
It, might as well.
He says he hit it, and it flew away unfazed.
All right.
Hmm. So I'm wondering if he put, like, grape shot in it or something instead of a big, like, 10-pound ball. Or 6-pound ball, I should say. Like, 10-pound would be kind of large.
It's a Jersey Devil. It's not going to hurt him. He's like, ooh, it tickles.
Now, my favorite story... This one comes from Rutgers.
All right.
Now, this is Joseph Bonaparte.
Ah, yes. This is the one that we always talk about.
The former king of Naples and former king of Spain. So what happened was, as Napoleon was emperor, he became king of Naples, and he did a pretty good job. And then Napoleon moved him to Spain. He didn't do such a good job there. There was a lot of uprising and civil war going on, and he couldn't contain them. And then at that point, Waterloo happened and all that.
It's a good song. Oh, sorry, I was thinking of ABBA.
Yeah. And so with Napoleon out of power, Joseph Bonaparte noped his way across the Atlantic and set up a mansion in America where he became governor. And he was hunting one winter day.
They always fall, land on their feet, don't they?
That's right. Cool. And he saw some peculiar tracks on the ground. They looked like they belonged to a horse or a donkey, but it was one that was walking only on its hind legs. He followed the tracks until they ended abruptly, as if the animal had jumped into the air and flown off. He stopped and he stared at them. As one would.
What this? Why to stop? Oh, wait, no, he's from France. He's France, so,
Où est le tracks?
Où est la discothèque?
Où est le devil? Le donkey.
That's offensive, because your grandmother was French.
Yeah. That gives me the pass to do it, right?
Oh, sure. No. Anyway, continue.
Then a strange hissing noise came from behind him.
Behind him?
Yes. He whirled around.
He's terrible at tracking. Sorry.
He whirled around and came face to face with an animal he had never seen before. It had a long neck, wings, legs like a crane with a horse's hooves at the end, stumpy arms with paws, and face like a horse or a camel.
Or camp. Now we got camels in here too.
Yep. My Lord. That like long snout.
I know, but camels have. And just continue. It's okay.
He froze for a minute. Neither he nor the creature moved or even breathed. Then the devil hissed again and flew away.
No, devil's going, here my spot. Excuse me.
I was walking there, yeah. And you just ruined my tracks.
This is where I fly. You're in my way. I would like you to move so I can fly. This is my landing strip and my, what's it called when you like when you actually leave? It's not just landing strip. It's also like the getaway.
Launch pad?
Sure, that word. There's another word for it, but I'm not in charge tonight.
Airstrip?
There you go. This is where I go. Like, you're in my way. I can't fly.
Bonaparte later told his friends what happened, and they filled him in on the local legend. Until he returned to Europe, Bonaparte is said to have kept a sharp eye out for the devil whenever he was in the woods, hoping to kill it and take its body as a trophy. As you do.
America, I'm going to go get stuff and put it on my show. Oh my gosh. But I think it's kind of whenever you have that kind of conversation, and especially when you don't know about the local lore, it adds a little validity, which is why I said, like, of all the different cryptids, I am inclined to sort of believe in the Jersey Devil, even though it seems like this monster can't actually exist. I just find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder, like, about, you know, Bigfoots and where they come from.
Yeah.
Remember, we had Liminal Unlimited, the whole idea.
Like, I know, right? Yeah. So that happened in 1813, by the way. 1813.
About the same time that we had all stuff happening on Devil's Road and Helltown. Look at this. It's all clicking together all these times.
So then there were a couple sightings here and there, but nothing like it kind of like a lot of people wondered if it kind of goes into hibernation for a while. Because 1909 comes around, January of 1909.
They went on vacation. It followed him back to France. Where'd you go? Come back. I couldn't find him. Anywho, 1909.
A string of appearances, like tons.
Do you think this could have been like mass hysteria then?
Could have been, like, at this point, news is spreading a lot faster, you know, the early 1900s. So you can't rule that out for sure. But again, like, so many people of so many different places are all kind of having the same story here. And here is here's the newspaper article I referred to earlier. And, it's an actual, like, one of the few recordings of it.
Wowzers.
They said, yeah. It says, fly rival of Leeds Devil has Jersey people frightened. Hoofprints in the snow, whirring noises in the air, and other uncanny manifestations reach Bordentown and Mount Holly after making sensation in lower counties.
I know Mount Holly. I know some of these places.
Where natives remain indoors after sundown. Residents of Bordentown, Mount Holly, Burlington, Gloucester, and Woodbury, and many other towns in Burlington and Gloucester counties are greatly excited and mystified over the discovery of curious hoofprints made to this thought by some strange animal not as yet classified by science or nature faker. the trail of the beast, although no one is known to have seen the creature, leads to the belief that the animal is two-legged, with hooves like a horse, has wings, and is able to fly, possesses a remarkable form so that it may crawl through a hole less than a foot in diameter.
Fuck, it's got racky abilities now, too? Good lord!
And is sufficiently cat-like to walk on fences and over chicken coops that
it's
would...
It's got wings.
Exactly! That would not bear up a 20-pound weight. Skillman, a little villager near here, was the first place to... was the first place to report having a little village near her, not a little villager. So,
well, you can tell this has been copied. Like,
it's, yeah. So, a little village near here.
Our listeners can't see it, but you can tell it's like off microfiche.
Yeah, was the first place to report having seen a strange animal. Since then, the odd tracks have been followed for many miles and cover a strip of country 3 miles wide. Old residents of South Jersey are recalling that in the winter of 1894, tracks were made by an unknown beast in the vicinity of Point Leeds, and the creature became famous as, quote, the Point Leeds Devil. There was a similar excitement near Bridgeton in 1873. Distinct imprints of the animal that is now holding public attention may be seen on the lawn of the home of Adam Cattell of Woodbury. 5 tracks are in the middle of the grass plot. And as there are no others in sight, Mr. Cattell is convinced that the creature can fly.
It has wings. It's probably going to fly.
In Gloucester City, Hank White and Tom Hamilton, African-Americans, followed the trail for 20 miles Monday. And they say, it's in the air. And they say, I'm not going out anymore without my gun. It's in the air.
And keep my cannon.
And then it continues on to another page, which is not available in here. But that was from the Trenton Times.
Trenton. I know that place, too.
Yes.
New idea.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's walking on stilts. Just leaving these tracks everywhere. He's still going, I'm going to get him good. He's like laughing.
I like it.
Another idea. Everyone's labeling this thing a devil. What if it's just a really nice horse-faced thing that can fly, and it wants to say hello, but it's like, because it never was taught how to talk. One second, it's like, why'd you call me a devil? I'm not a devil. I'm so, kidding. Gillespie said that this thing is a monster, so yeah. I'm going to go, that's probably a monster.
So during this time,
all right,
one person claims they witnessed the Jersey Devil attacking a trolley car in Haddon Heights, while other residents reported unidentified footprints in the snow. The Jersey Devil was even reported to have allegedly attacked a social club in Camden.
Not Camden.
Well, I mean, it's Camden. Sorry, Camden, but...
That's hurtful.
You have some
we
places.
We stopped there for like 2 seconds and we're never going back. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Can we just pause and tell that story? So we're trying to go to the beach, right? It was on our beach trips because we were in my silver Caliber. And you took it was the wrong exit.
And we were just trying to get back on the interstate.
No idea how
and
to get
we
there.
Are like deep into the like
not
industrial section of Camden. Like it's greasy looking everywhere.
We didn't want to stop because we were some questionable people. And we finally saw a cop car.
Just parked on the side of the road. So we pull up behind it like we're going to pull them over. And I get out and start walking to them. And I see them watching me in the rearview mirror like, what's this guy doing? And you know, they roll down the window and I ask them what's going on. And immediately they look like calm. And they're like, oh.
We're lost. We're not supposed to be here. And the cops, and we're just like, yeah, you need to get out of here. Like, we'll get you out of here as fast as possible.
Oh, man.
Anywho, so Camden.
Yes.
Attacked people in Camden.
So these widespread reportings caused mass fear and panic, resulting
See?
In schools
mass
closing.
What?
Yep. And and workers had to stay home. So it's like the wildfires all over.
But like... That you can actually see the smoke here.
Yeah.
He couldn't
but, like,
breathe.
That's how real this thing was, like, all these sightings.
What year was this?
There were so many of them. 1909. There were so many sightings that,
wow.
I read at one point there were literally hundreds of them.
That's crazy.
In 1 week, there were 30 sightings reported.
During the day as well? Not just at nighttime?
Yeah,
yeah. Huh.
One guy woke up to hear like this horrible screaming coming from outside, because that's like the sound that this thing makes, this screeching banshee wail.
Oh, wow.
And he looks out the window, and there it is, like trying to grab one of his chickens and fly off with them.
Just wants Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, people would just befriend this thing.
So during this wave of sightings, the Philadelphia Zoo offered a $10,000 reward.
Oh, yeah. They want to put it on show. Right? Obviously. Yeah. We'll breed it.
Then it eventually got later. There were others that I think it was in like the 60s. They started offering higher rewards. Like a circus owner offered $100,000 for the thing.
But this is like 60 years later. Inflation. They're actually offering less.
Yeah, like $10,000 in 1909. That's
yeah,
pretty good deal.
I'll just pretend. I'll make a devil. Here you go. Here's my Jersey Devil.
Well, that's one thing. Is one sideshow did do that. They got a kangaroo and they they painted it and attached some wings to it. And they're like, "Yep, we have the Jersey Devil here, guys." And yeah, so they tried pulling that on people. They eventually came out and admitted it was a hoax.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? Who would have thought?
These people. So, school was canceled. I can't, like, that to me is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That they canceled school. So, like, just in that one area or all of New Jersey, do you know?
It must have been, like, where these were focused on. I didn't see that.
Well, yeah, though. But that's over 100 years ago, too, so.
Yeah.
But, man. People are fighting closing schools for COVID, and they're closing down for sightings of a Jersey Devil.
Mm.
Like,
one theory is it's just a crane. People were seeing a crane, and
oh my goodness!
But then there are a lot of people who are like, "We know what a crane is." Like, maybe we haven't seen that specific breed of crane, because they're saying a Sandy Hill crane.
Okay.
And everyone's like, "We know what cranes are. We've seen herons."
So yeah, a crane, herons are beautiful.
Yeah, so like a crane isn't that much different. We'd be able to put two and two together and be like, oh, it's just a different type of bird that's similar to a heron.
And they squawk.
Yeah, they don't hiss.
they don't scream like a banshee.
They don't have hooves, you know.
What? Okay, new idea. Somebody caught a crane and attached hooves to it. Like little hoof, like shoes. There it is. Figured it out.
Poor little feller.
Maybe glued on a tail, too, you know, just make it look good.
So, another story. One evening while taking out the trash, Fran Coppola, owner of Smithville Inn, saw a strange shadow projected onto the wall before her. She said she looked up and saw the shadow of a beast with wings. While the image had to be frightening, Coppola said she felt calm, as if the Jersey Devil was watching over her. Perhaps he was curious about what was in the trash.
See? She can sense that he's not a devil. He's just misunderstood.
Now, what's really neat is, I think it was Rutgers University noted, the farther north you get, the more the stories shift from this thing being a terror to a protector of New Jersey.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the South so Jersey.
Sorry, South Jersey.
You that's get, my family.
You get the short end again. That's where I'm from, too. Yeah.
Oh, Cape May. Right? Because that's like the tip of it, the bottom of Cape May.
Yeah.
That's where my family lives.
Yeah. Willingboro, Mount Laurel. I'm from that area.
Yep.
But my favorite, though, is from 2015. Look at this picture right there.
What?
It's obviously a taxidermied goat with some wings glued to it. Or maybe like a children's, you know, like fairy bat costume, like strapped on around his shoulders. And then like some guy just threw it in the air and took a picture. But yeah, this guy in 2015 claimed that he saw the Jersey Devil in his backyard and he got a picture. Dave Black is his name.
It's not scary looking at all.
Sure enough. It doesn't match the description at all either.
No, like, it has four hoofs.
It's a goat with wings. Like, but sure enough, when questioned, he never responded to anyone's emails or phone calls.
Of course.
But now, my favorite debunking of this
comes from... debunking, too.
Okay, you go first.
Oh, is yours better than mine?
Probably.
Okay, mine's from app.com.
Okay.
All right. And it's funny you mentioned, like, you know, in South Jersey, he's seen as a devil, whereas up north, he's a protector.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a possible reason as to why this, you know, devil exists. I'm putting devil in air quotes. So I'm just going to read from app.com. And of course, this also comes from Gillespie and from the author of this article who was doing all this research. It says, he's pieced together an interesting backstory that certainly seems plausible. In the 1700s, when the million-acre wilderness that stretches from what is now Jackson down to Cape May was first settled by Europeans, it was a lawless frontier. Importers looking to evade customs taxes could offload their goods for transport free of levies. Ditto for makers of a concoction known as Applejack. Oh, yeah, hard cider. America. Anyway, quote, revenue officers would come to the Pine Barrens to investigate. Oftentimes, they came in, but they never came out. They were killed, and their death was attributed to the Jersey Devil, Gillespie said. So, it also says here, over the centuries, he said, the story was reinforced by parents admonishing their children to, quote, come home before it gets dark and the Jersey Devil's gonna get you. All right.
Yep.
So, I think it all kind of came from the idea that these revenue officers were, you know, tax collectors are going in and they don't come back. Huh. Who got them? Oh, the Jersey Devil. Wink. Those Applejack makers. So that would be my debunking is that, yeah. And it's also a swamp. It's not safe. You can get stuck in a quagmire. Maybe there's a Pukwudgie. They're getting stuck and going, you stuck or whatever. Yeah. You. Maybe that's happening too. But I think more so people just died in there and they attribute it to a Jersey Devil, mm-hmm. but there's more like biological reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your debunking?
All right, before I get to the debunking, I want to tell the listeners that while this is my last big point, I do have one final thing to think about. So listen until you hear the end music. That's all I ask of everyone.
The end music?
Yeah, so listen until you hear the music and then...
Oh, you're playing a video.
No, I'm just saying like when you hear our music, when we sign off, you know, we're good. But, you know... Because I turn off podcasts as people are wrapping up. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're done now. But I just ask everyone to just stay to the end of this episode.
What are you doing to my episode? What are you doing to my podcast? Like, now I'm nervous.
I'm the captain now.
No, you're not. I'm scared.
So let's steer this ship over to the Founding Fathers.
Oh, my. Okay.
Any guess of what Founding Father? I mentioned his name upstairs.
I know because you giggled.
Yep.
Ben Franklin. Super excited.
This guy is freaking hilarious.
I love him.
So he's a troll. We're
gonna mention him again when we do Eastern State.
Maybe one of the original trolls. Like 100%. Like internet trolls, you yes. know. He almost started a war in Europe because he said that Britain was being forced to take on refugees from, like, Europe mainland. England's like, well, no, we're not. But, and he does this all the time. Like, he would do it all the time. And so...
I'm, like, trying to say that we should have the turkey as our, our American emblem, not an eagle.
So, my favorite thing, though, is he and Daniel Leeds had this back and forth for years between their almanacs. Did you hear about this?
No, but I know that his almanac, so continue.
So Daniel Leeds ran the American Almanac. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin ran Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yep.
And in the foreword of Franklin's Almanac.
I
do know this
because as part of my degree, I actually had to read a lot of American literature, early American literature, and I had to read so much of the poor man's, oh my God, just think about it. Continue.
Okay. I have to pull it up here.
But yeah, so like, I know I've read some of these things. It's been years. Remember, I graduated 2009, but.
It makes me so smile.
You actually study so much Ben Franklin to be an English teacher. It's kind of weird, actually. Which
is interesting. Okay. So the foreword of the 1733 Poor Richard's Almanac.
All right.
Ben Franklin predicts Daniel Leeds' demise, his death. And
the devil is born in 1735, right?
Yeah, 1735. So this is 2 years prior. And
I'm predicting your death.
Well, it starts with, in 1733, he says, like, there's a devil in Leeds Point, and it's Satan's harbinger, and things, and Daniel Leeds is like, that guy's an idiot, and he's an idiot, and he starts, like, satirizing Poor Richard's Almanac, which makes the American Almanac go up in popularity. And so then, 1733, Ben Franklin's foreword, he predicts his demise by saying, Mr. Titan Leeds, whose interest I was extremely unwilling to hurt, but this obstacle, I am far from speaking it with pleasure, is soon to be removed, since inexorable death, who is never known to respect merit, has already prepared the mortal dart. The fatal sister has already extended her destroying shears, and that ingenious man must soon be taken from us. He dies by my calculation at his request on October 17th, 1733, 3:29 p.m. At the very instant of the conjunction of the sun and Mercury. By his own calculation, he will survive till the 26th of the same month. And
so they're like, figuring whether this guy's going to die? What a fun conversation.
And so, A, Daniel Leeds never predicted his own death. B, the 17th comes around, he doesn't die. The 26th comes around, he doesn't die. So in 1734, in the American Almanac, Titan Leeds responds. Titan is Daniel's son, because Daniel has since retired. And so, I apologize, let me backtrack. Ben Franklin is now trolling Titan, because Daniel got the upper hand of him with the whole devil thing.
Okay.
And, you know, his popularity went up. So now Titan is in control, and Ben is trolling Titan and predicting Titan's death. I apologize for that. So Titan responds in the foreword of his almanac with, kind reader, perhaps it may be expected that I should say something concerning an almanac printed for the year of 1733. And he goes on to say, like, I am not dead. I am still here. Like, the fact that he had to address this just shows the kind of soft skin that Titan Leeds had. And naturally, Ben Franklin jumps on the opportunity. So in 1734, he says, he's like, I don't understand. Oh, because Titan Leeds goes on to call Ben, like, a liar and a fool and things like that. So Ben Franklin says in the preface of the 1734 Poor Richard's Almanac, he's like, I don't know who this person is who would call me such things like liar and fool. It's obviously not Titan Leeds. And then a year later in Poor Richard's Almanac, he says, whatever may be the music of the spheres, how great soever the harmony of the stars, 'tis certain there is no harmony among the stargazers, but they are perpetually growling and snarling at one another like strange curs, like some men at their wives. I had resolved to keep the peace, but on my own part, and affront none of them, I shall persist in this resolution. But having received much abuse from Titan Leeds deceased, Titan Leeds, when living, would not have used me so. I say, having received much abuse from the ghost of Titan Leeds, who pretends to still be living, and to write almanacs in spite of me and my predictions, I cannot help saying that though I take it patiently, I take it very unkindly. And he has this big thing, but so the consensus is Ben Franklin created the myth and perpetuated the myth of the Jersey Devil
because of Titan being dead.
Yeah. And by saying the ghost of Titan was
the ghost of Titan. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
What number child is Titan to these?
Ooh.
Maybe. Oh boy. That's crazy. Of course it's Ben Franklin.
Yes.
Not John Adams. He's good. And I like John Adams a lot. So, is that everything you have?
Yeah, I have one last thing, like, that I warned the readers about to stay to the end, but...
Okay. So, do you think this thing is real?
That's the thing, right? Like, because there's so many there's so many authoritative figures who have claimed to see it.
Have we had cops see this?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, like everyone from all...
They shut down schools for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like everyone has seen this thing or at the very least heard it.
Okay, so...
All the way through into Pennsylvania, like it is across the Delaware.
Yeah. 1730s, it's born. Mm-hmm. Bonaparte saw it circa when?
Like, I have it right here. 1813, sorry. Yeah. 1813.
So that's like what... 80-ish years after it's been born, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yep.
Another 80 years, and that puts you in the 1909 time period.
Yeah.
So does it come every 80 years? Mm. Were there sightings in 1989,
1990? Yeah.
When is it coming again?
Because I want to be there. I want to see this thing.
I'm just thinking, we might be alive. We're going to be old, but we'll be alive.
It's so cool, though. Now... On the flip side, I was saying I was having like a lot of issues researching this because Bonaparte's story, there is no, like he told it to all of his friends. Nowhere can you find the friends' firsthand accounts. Mm. I searched for hours. And these friends, like it was all orally passed down.
That was the comment. People couldn't read and write.
Exactly. Yeah.
But America was still being created.
Yeah.
Normal schools weren't even like around at that point.
Yeah, and the 1700s, 1800s, like all anything that was in print is gone. You know, it mm-hmm. wouldn't have lasted that long. So we only have stuff from 1900s and on, which is why the 1909 craze really is so important with this mythology.
Yeah. So this is a young cryptid.
Yeah.
It's a young devil.
This is a little feller.
Little, just slapping along, poor little brother.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's just hogwash. Yeah. I don't believe in cryptids. I find it, I mean, it's compelling that Bonaparte followed, you know, these footprints and whatever. It's compelling, mm-hmm. but I don't imagine a horse-faced, goat-footed, serpentine-tailed, bat-winged creature flying around. That's just way too many animals. God made a platypus. It's like
the Greek chimera.
Yeah. God made a platypus. All right. Like, uh-huh. And that was a big old joke from God, I believe. But, like, looking at this thing.
What if it is a literal demon? And that's why it looks the way it does and why it's, like, this weird amalgamation of everything.
Why doesn't it have horns, then?
Actually, some reports say it does have horns.
But not all of them.
And a forked tail.
Who got that close?
A lot of Joseph Bonaparte was right up on the thing.
I'm just really thirsty.
Guys, you got any water?
Got any Skittles?
The beast asked me for Skittles. I don't understand what he's asking for.
Oh, my. I mean, I believe in the devil. Obviously, I believe mm-hmm. that there are demons. So, like, I don't know. I just... And devils live forever. All right. Like, obviously, they're perpetual because they're fallen angels.
Yeah. Me and cryptids, like, I love the idea of them, but I just can't believe in them because I feel like we'd have something by now, you know? We'd have some kind of evidence. At least the chupacabra, like... Someone has one taxidermied and people study it all the time. Like scientists come in from all over the world to look at this thing that she caught and taxidermied. So at least she has something. But Bigfoot, Jersey Devil, all those, like there's nothing.
There has to be a taxidermied Bigfoot somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Like you'd think they just find a dead one lying on the road somewhere at this point. Not Jersey Devil because there's only one of them supposedly, but Bigfeet, you know, Bigfoots.
Bigfeet. See, like, how do you Bigfoots sounds wrong.
Sasquatches. Skunk apes. Albatwitches.
Stop it. Wait, last one up. I don't care what you say.
I love the idea of it. I really want it to be real just because it's so cool.
Yeah. But
I have a hard time with it. I have a hard time swallowing that pill.
I find it, I don't want to use the word racist, but I just find it, okay, there's a swamp in this big section of woods, and in the darkest, scariest section of wood slash swamp. Out comes this devil. Like, I just...
This is a good time to end the episode, because I have two things to leave you on to just ponder. Okay?
All right, go ahead.
A quote from Dean Ornish, very well-renowned physician. No one has a monopoly on truth, and science continues to advance. Yesterday's heresies may be tomorrow's conventional wisdom. And lastly, the Lenni Lenape call the Pine Barrens Papuessing, which means the place of the dragon.
You gotta stop right there. Yep. You're bringing my Lenni Lenape and you're not gonna like, no.